الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program that goes by the name of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, The Guide to Light. Today, Alhamdulillah, we've brought another beautiful topic before you, which we will discuss and shed light upon different perspectives of the seerah of the great Imam, the Imam of Ahlu Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. And in specific, we will be talking about the impact of the great Imam. This is also the topic of our today's episode, the Views of Madani Channel, where we will be talking about the impact of the great Imam, the impact of his personality, the impact of his teachings, the impact of his poetry, so and so forth. From different dimensions, we will try to cover his seerah and the impact he's had upon the Ummah, upon all of us, and how ulama and the ordinary public have also benefited, and what great impact he's had upon all of us. Before that, let's first of all make some good intentions. As my Sheikh Tariqat, the Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, gives us a great mindset to make good intentions prior to performing any righteous or permissible action. Because remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that without making good intentions, we are not rewarded for any permissible or righteous action. So may it not be the case that we go through the difficulty of performing the righteous action, but just because of not having a good intention before the start of performing that righteous action, we would be losing all the reward. So whenever you perform any righteous permissible action, make a habit of making good intentions prior to it. Now, inshallah, Zawajal, as you're watching this program and we are delivering this program, we all should make some good intentions according to our situation. For example, I make this intention that I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and with the intention of imparting the knowledge of Islam. You can also make the intention of watching this program to gain the knowledge of Islam, and you can make many more intentions as they suit you, as the situation allows you to make those intentions. The more intentions we make, the more reward, inshallah, azawajal, we will gain. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the impact of the great Imam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Alayh. Before we delve deeper into this very topic, let's first of all listen to the Naat of the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Ji Amir Bhai.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam.
Wah, kya jood o karam hai shahe bataha tera nahi sunta hi nahi ma gne wala tera wah kya jood o karam farsh wale teri شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، فرش والے تری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، خسروا عیش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا، تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم، اور میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا، تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم، اور تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے، آقا تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے، کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار، تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم، ایک میں کیا میرے اس یار کی حقیقت کتنی، ایک میں کیا میرے اس یار کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے 100,00,000 کو ہے کافی اشارہ، تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم، مفت پالا تھا کبھی قوم کی عادت نہ پڑی، مفت پالا تھا کبھی قوم کی عادت نہ پڑی، اب عمل پوچھتے ہیں ہائے نکما، تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم، تو جو چاہے تو ابھی میل میرے دل کے دلے، تو جو چاہے تو ابھی میل میرے دل کے دلے، کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم آنکھیں ٹھنڈی ہو جگر تاز ہو جانے سے راب آنکھیں ٹھنڈی ہو جگر تاز ہو جانے سے راب سچ سورج وہ دلا ہے اجالا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم او چور حاکم سے چھپا کرتے ہیں یا اس کے خلاف چور حاکم سے چھپا کرتے ہیں یا اس کے خلاف تیرے دامن میں چھپے چور انوکھا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم او تیری سرکار ملا طاہر رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملا طاہر رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل کلام دی اسلامک برادرز اینڈ یوزف مدنی چینل اینڈ دس واز ریٹن بائی نن ادر دین دی امام اف اہل سنہ امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ پریزنگ دی ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ان این امیزنگ اینڈ میگنیفیسنٹ مینر اینڈ دس از اسپیسیفک ٹو دی امام اف اہل سنہ امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ دی یوزف مدنی چینل دی ٹاپک of our today's episode is the impact of the great imam, and this impact is from multi dimensions. This impact of the great imam on the ulama, on the scholars, and similarly in regards to the preservation of aqeedah, of beliefs, in many other dimensions we can also cover within this very topic of the impact of the great Imam. To discuss on this very topic, alhamdulillah, we have, as usual, our beloved brother Ali Haider Bhai with us, who will inshallah take us through this topic and discuss on the impact of the great Imam that he's had upon the Ummah, upon the elite scholars of the Ummah, and in general for all of us. Ji Ali Bhai, regarding the impact of the great Imam, how would you start?
With regards to the impact of the great Imam, Imam Ahl Sunnah al-Shah, Imam Ahmad al-Zakhan, Rahmatullah alayh, first we can almost have a reflection of our previous episodes.
Ji.
In order to understand the impact that Imam Ahl Sunnah has had not only on our lives, specifically because we've got this passion, hence why we're mentioning Sayyidi Ala Wadud so much in this series. But if we just reflect on the previous episodes of what we've been discussing, his academic brilliance, the spiritual insight, the spiritual blessing that he has given to this ummah, the works, the preservation of our aqidah, the preservation of the masriq, of the way of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, this can all be found within Ala Hazrat's life. And when we look at his impact, we must understand that this is the impact of one man.
Allah.
This is all Imam Ahl Sunnat wasn't an army of scholars. Yes, his works was enough that if you were to put all ulama ikram of his time on one side and Al-Hazrat on the other side, Al-Hazrat outweighed them. And a great example of this is the famous book Fatawa Al-Ghiri. Fatawa Al-Ghiri, which was compiled by the Shah of that time, he actually had a multitude of scholars working on this, and still they produced not 30 volumes. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat own Fatawa al-Zawiyya was of 30 volumes. This was a multitude of scholars of a great caliber working together on one side, and they produced Fatawa al-Ghiri, which is over 20, but it doesn't reach the number of 30 volumes. But Imam Ahl Sunnat, he didn't directly write Fatawa al-Zawiyya Sharif. Fatawa al-Zawiyya Sharif is a compilation of just the verdicts that he issued.
Allah.
And this was one man Allah. Whose verdicts, they encompassed almost the world of knowledge, the world of the Mazhab of the Ahnaf, in such a way that he produced 30 great volumes, oceans full of knowledge.
And you're comparing only one work of Ala Hazrat.
Just one work.
Against Fatawa Alamgiri, which it's in itself is a masterpiece. Fatawa Alamgiri is a very famous book for the scholars as they refer to it. And we're just comparing only one work of Imam Ahl Sunnah against Fatawa Alamgiri, which was compiled by a multitude of scholars.
SubhanAllah. And this is the great impact that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had. Now, if we look firstly, how did Sayyidi Ala Hazrat impact the world of Islam? Let's look first of this. The first thing that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat did, which was a necessity upon us. Remember, one of the titles is he's a Mujaddid.
Right.
He revived the Ummah.
Ji.
In the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we must understand that there was many deviant sects.
Right.
We have to understand people were attacking Islam from all four corners. Whether those people who were trying to attack the honor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether those people were attacking the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, from all four corners, Islam was being attacked by deviancy, by other even religions, it was being attacked. And this is why Imam Ahl Sunnah, the reason he's known as the reviver, is in that time he preserved our Aqidah. He fought against those deviants. If it wasn't for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we wouldn't have the way of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. He revived the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And people may be thinking, but is the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you look at it as just the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we look at it as the way of life. The Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the way to Jannah. The simple ticket to Jannah is the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Ala Hazrat was the one who revived it. And if it wasn't revived, we wouldn't have it. So the direct impact it's had on every single Sunni's life is that Ala Hazrat gave us our Aqidah. Many people may have an objection to this and say, no, but there was other scholars. Yes, they are scholars, the crown jewels of our head, but a mujaddid is a mujaddid. The caliber, the difference between a reviver and an alim is different. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is reason those ulama were ulama. In the time of Ala Hazrat, even the ulama today, the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah will say, we are only the ulama, we are only the khuddam of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, by the fayuz, barakat, teachings, and the prevalence of academic brilliance of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. If it wasn't for this great academic, if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the great Imam, this great Mujaddid of the century, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat would be in a dire state. We wouldn't know where to turn, where to take our religion from. We need to understand our own intellectual capability. If there was no one to guide us, if all of these deviant sects were claiming to be Ahl Sunnah, everybody was saying, this is truth, this is truth, this is truth,
Ahl Sunnah.
On the name of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, how would we be able to differentiate what is right and what is not right? A simple example of this is when it comes to rulings of Islam. For example, the necessary amount of distance for one to become a musafir. Other deviant sects actually incorrectly answered this question. What happened was, the deviants, what they had claimed was that the actual distance was maybe 10 to 12 miles extra than what he actually requires to be a Shari Musafir.
Right.
The mistake they had made was they were comparing the miles of Arabia to the numeric system of today. So the numeric system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hadith of the Prophet, whichever numeric system he mentions, to the numeric system of today. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, being a master of algebra, being a master of math, he understood that this numeric system is different to that of the Arabian Peninsula. And that would have completely changed almost our insight on such an important ruling. How much do we travel up and down the country today? We wouldn't know if we were Musafir or not if it wasn't for the fatwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah. And this is just one of hundreds of thousands of examples from Taharat, from the Faraid, the Wajibat, from our Aqidah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat preserved it and he revived it. That's the key point that we need to understand and focus on. The very first impact and the great direct impact Imam Ahl Sunnah had was that he revived our Aqidah, revived the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and gave us Islam how it is today.
SubhanAllah, mashallah, beautifully explained regarding the great impact that Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi has upon the Ummah, and this impact in the form of favor. One point that you brought into discussion, that someone might argue that there were other ulama as well. How can we just talk about Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi from the perspective of the impact that he's had upon the Ummah and what we're talking about? But then at the same time, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses his servants. From which servant of his is he going to take what work? Now, when we are presenting the Imam of Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi alayhi in this manner, and we're talking about his impact in this manner, but prior to this, we also spoke about his academic brilliance. We also spoke about his prophetic love. And having mentioned his brilliance, his excellences in this manner does not undermine the status of any other scholar. They were there for a particular reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a certain piece of work from them. And Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, was another chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was there for another purpose, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed him with those blessings, with that knowledge, and with that impact, impactful impact, which he had upon the Ummah, not only for his contemporaries, but also for those who were to come in the future, for the coming generations. And the beautiful point you talked about regarding the preservation of Aqidah, of beliefs. As, take the example of a small child. He can't differentiate between good and bad. He can't differentiate between a flame and a flower. And a person of intellect, meaning his parents who have grown up, they would show him the path that flame is harmful for you and flower is something good for you. A small baby wouldn't know the difference between a flame and a fire. Anything with a light, the toddler or small baby would be inclined towards it. A person with the insight would tell him which one to pick. In the same sense, we are like those babies in terms of Islamic knowledge. When everyone is claiming that they are right, when everyone, the example you gave of the Shari'i traveler, without possessing the knowledge, how can I differentiate between the right and the wrong? And until and unless there's not a personality like Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi alayh, who would stand firm against those deviants and clarifying the beliefs for the Ummah, it is very difficult for us to judge what is right and what is wrong. Many examples you will see, Ali Bhai, that because of lack of knowledge, unfortunately, people fall prey to the plots and deception of those people who claim to be on the right path, but unfortunately, they aren't. And because of the lack of knowledge, they start following them, considering them to be right. But then we need a mujaddid like the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, rahmatullah alayhi, who through logic, evidence, shari'i evidence, through Quran and hadith, clarifies what is right and what is wrong. And this is the impact, alhamdulillah, that the Imam of Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi alayh had upon the contemporary scholars as well as the elite and the ordinary individuals of today. Other than that, Ali Bhai, how do you see the impact of the great Imam upon the Ummah?
I think one other point that you mentioned, Wasim, by which we can discuss in this thing with regards to the further impact of Imam Ahl Sunnah, is those people who may disagree and say, no, but Sayyidi al-Hazrat was an alim, there were other ulama too. In this, and you mentioned those people who, today we're not able to differentiate between a flower and a flame. So it's very hard for us because of the lack of knowledge we have. I think the message to every single person that we can give, every single viewer and listener of Madani Channel that we can give, is that before you question Sayyidi al-Hazrat, before you may say that there's another scholar, before you may say, but this person said this, this person said this, first read Raza. When you've read the Kalam of Raza, then you discuss. If you haven't read all of Fatah al-Zawiyah Sharif, 21,000 pages is a monumental task just to read. Read 600 plus works of al-Hazrat, then after reading it all, understanding the logic of Allah Hazrat, the tahqiq of Allah Hazrat, the evidence of Allah Hazrat, the maharat, the brilliance, the genius, the masterpieces of Allah Hazrat, then discuss and then give your opinions. If you have not understood an individual, how can you question an individual? If you have not understood an individual, and for every single person who may, unfortunately, youngsters today, as you know, were seen by, they fall prey to the tricks of the deviant sects, whether that's via social media or any other platforms. And the simple methodology is, go to your local ulama, ask them about al-Hazrat. When you study al-Hazrat, you know that this man cannot be an enemy of Islam, but he is a supporter of Islam. When you read about this individual who dedicated his entire life to the service of upholding the great splendor and grandeur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can you call him an enemy of Islam? How can you say that this person isn't of the right? And this is a logical point that each and every one of our youngsters need to understand. And this is the impact of al-Hazrat. His impact is that his work speak for himself. His own dedication to the Ummah, to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the impact. If any person feels misguidance today, doesn't know where to turn, read al-Hazrat, then make your decision. Is this a man of truth? Is this a man of haq? And the ulama ikram, they will teach you and they will tell you that when you read Sayyidi al-Hazrat, you'll understand that this man, he is the epitome, the pinnacle of love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how can somebody say that this person is not the one who has led the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And we can see great examples of this. We speak about impact. Let's look at this century right now. Let's look at the time we're living at. Again, we've sadly entered a time where Islam is being attacked. Like the time of Sayyidi al-Hazrat, Islam was being cornered from everywhere, attacked by everywhere. Again, deviant sects are on the uprise again. Again, we're being attacked on every corner. But I've seen a new gift exist. A gift that, alhamdulillah, we are blessed with. A gift that is Dawud Islami. And this isn't me saying, because I belong to Dawud Islami, I'm praising Dawud Islami. The way Fatawa al-Zawiyah Sharif is literally an open book. Al-Hazrat is literally an open book. Dawud Islami is an open book. Amir Ahl Sunnat is the flag bearer of Al-Hazrat. He is the one showing the true teachings of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat. Look at Dawud Islami. Look at Amir Ahl Sunnat Damad Barakatuh Min Aliyah. Al-Hazrat was one man. Ilyas Qadri is also one man. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damad Barakatuh Min Aliyah did not come from a very famous family. He wasn't from a very rich family. He was actually from a poverty-stricken family. He wasn't somebody who had a political or any side where he was supported. He didn't have that wealth to support him. He was also one man, but he was one man with a mission. And that mission was, my Raza said that he has entered the love in my heart. Now it's my job to teach people who is al-Hazrat. Amir Ahl Sunnat is not teaching us directly how to love Rasulullah. He is teaching us how to love al-Hazrat. And al-Hazrat will take us towards Ghawth-e-Azam. Ghawth-e-Azam will take us towards his lineage. And that results in us going towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we focus on the personality of Amir al-Sunnat, because people may say, you can't see al-Hazrat today. So how can I accept that he was a lover of the Prophet? Look at Amir al-Sunnat, Damad al-Barakatuh Man Aliyah. This entire silsilah we've recorded is because of Amir al-Sunnat. The reason I can personally say, I can't speak for others, I can personally say the reason I know anything about Islam is because of Amir al-Sunnat. It's because of Dawud Islami. The reason I can even have Fatawa al-Zawiyah Sharif, Kanzul Iman Sharif, these books in front of me, is because of Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat Damad al-Barakatuh Man Aliyah. And I'm not just one individual. We can speak about all the Muftiyan Ikram of Dawud Islami, all the ulama, the Huffaz, the Qaris, the Imams, the Aima Ikram of Dawud Islami. They all tell you the same, that they were in darkness and Amir al-Sunnat was the light. And this light that he has given us is through the flag bearership of Sayyidi al-Hazrat. And let's look at the character of Amir al-Sunnat Damad al-Barakatuh Man Aliyah. Just look how he adheres to the Sunnah. Every aspect of his life, the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he eats, the way he greets, all is in accordance towards the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we've seen a perfect Akam and Murshid in front of our eyes. Do you want to know what his own secret is? Now the viewers of Madhi Channel may be thinking, how can you know the secret of Akam and Murshid? How can you know the trick to his success? It's very, very simple. We follow Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. We follow the teachings of Ala Hazrat. You haven't read Ala Hazrat. You haven't tasted sips from the ocean. And you people are raising fingers. First, read Raza. Understand the ocean of knowledge. Then try to make your points of understanding.
SubhanAllah, they haven't understood Raza. When talking about the same point, Ali Bhai, you see, results don't lie. When we are talking about Dawat Islami, when we are talking about Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatamul Aliyah, when we are talking about Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, these are those personalities that they've produced results. They've worked for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has granted blessings in their efforts, what they were doing. We've been talking about Fatawa Razaviyah Sharif, 21,000 plus pages. Other monumental tasks that Imam Ahli Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh fulfilled. And all the preservation of Aqeedah, the Imam of Ahli Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh being the revivalist of the 14th century, and the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam that he had and that he imparted to the Ummah, and this great favor that he's done upon the Ummah, especially the Muslims of the subcontinent region and to other Muslims as well. We can see the great amount of work that was done by Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayh and how the Ummah benefited from it and how the Ummah is still benefiting from it and how the Ummah will keep benefiting from it. So results do not lie. Similarly, Dawat-e-Islami is the blessing of Ala Hazrat. It's the blessing of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. It is Faizan-e-Raza, Alhamdulillah. Dawat-e-Islami is also in front of us. Dawat-e-Islami has also worked and produced results. Whether it is the ulama, whether it is the field of media, whether it is madaris, whether it is digital media, you name it. You will see Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, progressing by leaps and bounds. Day by day, alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is progressing. And today, Dawat-e-Islami is found pretty much everywhere in the world. The network of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, all the way from Australia, which is one corner of the world, all the way to America and Canada, and all the way up north, and all the way to South Africa, we find the setup of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, the centers of Dawat-e-Islami, the work of Dawat-e-Islami is being done, and is continuously expanding. Alhamdulillah, the FGRF department of Dawat-e-Islami, that is the welfare department of Dawat-e-Islami, that is helping the grief-stricken Ummah all around the world. Whenever a calamity, a disaster strikes anywhere, alhamdulillah, the FGRF team is there to help the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this work is expanding continuously. And people, Aliwa, you would have also witnessed this, that people, they have their hopes lying in Dawat-e-Islami. The future, they see Dawat-e-Islami as the future for their children. Ulama, they've mentioned that prominent ulama, I've heard from them, that we have only Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is the only hope, but alhamdulillah, they talk very high of Dawat-e-Islami and they say that this is that ray of hope that we were looking for, we couldn't find anywhere. But Dawat-e-Islami is that ray of hope which through which we can see a great light for our future generations. Ulama, they are with Dawat-e-Islami. To conclude this entire discussion, what the point I'm trying to make is that results do not lie. We don't need to keep talking about that I'm a great person, I've done this, I've done that. I'm an academic person, I possess academic brilliance, so and so forth. My work will describe my brilliance, as was the case with Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Out of these 21,000 pages, Ali Bhai, out of other 600 plus works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, any single page, any single line, any single word where Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh said that I am an academic genius? Anywhere did he say? Any book of his, any fatwa of his did he say that I possess so much knowledge? Any discourse Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah has held, conducted approximately 2,000 Madani Muzakiras. Every Saturday, alhamdulillah, on Madani Channel Live, there's Madani Muzakira. Alhamdulillah. Out of all these approximately 2,000 Madani Muzakiras, numerous publications of Amir al-Sunnah there are on Maktabat al-Madinah. And there are countless other achievements of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. In any of those Madani Muzakras, in any of those writings, have you ever read or heard Amir al-Sunnah saying that I've done so much work, or I attained such and such academic brilliance? By the faizan of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, alhamdulillah, today Muftiyani Karam are being produced. Alhamdulillah, ulama are being produced. Her father being produced, alhamdulillah. The work of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is being spread all across the world, alhamdulillah. This is the faizan of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, which is coming through the faizan of the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, rahmatullah alayh. So the results, they do not lie. And these greats, these elite personalities, these legendary, exemplary personalities whose names will be written in golden words in the history of Islam, you will never see them boasting upon themselves. They're so, so humble. And even Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, out of humility, he says, I haven't done anything. After having such a great network, he still says that I haven't done anything. Imam al-Sunnah rahmatullah alayh, when he addresses himself, gada, faqir, these are the words of humility that he uses to define himself.
And it isn't them just saying these words, they truly mean these words.
They truly mean these
because
words, yes.
In deen, what we need to understand is in deen, we've been told, ulama-i kiram say, always look at those above you. Always look that there's always someone greater than you. Amir al-Sunnah looks at his own works and he says, but look at the words and look at the works of Imam Ahl-Sunnah. Imam Ahl-Sunnah must look to those who succeeded him, who came before him, and say, look what they've done in comparison to me. And this is the beauty of the deen. All the ulama, awliya, they always look above. They look at the person greater than me. Instead of the people like us who we say, I've read this many in nawafil, I've done this, I've done that. You will never find the ulama doing this. And he mentioned, mashallah, with regards to Da'at Islam in Amir al-Sunnah, how ulama-i kiram say that Da'at Islam is that glimpse of light that they were looking for. And that's all linked back to the same point that we've been mentioning, is that Amir al-Sunnah is the flag bearer of Sayyidi al-Hazrat. The works of Sayyidi al-Hazrat, if we look, we understand that the works of Sayyidi al-Hazrat have been taught in the Jamiat of Da'at Islami. So we see that the teachings and the principles of Imam al-Sunnah are actually being applied. The methodologies that Imam al-Sunnah taught us, how to teach our children, how to behave with people, doesn't mean implemented within Da'at Islami. And every aspect of the character of Amir al-Sunnah, you find the direct teachings of Imam al-Sunnah al-Shia, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. And this is the impact that this ummah has received through Imam al-Sunnah al-Shia, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. And alhamdulillah, I don't think we could ever repay Imam al-Sunnah, and we could not repay Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. But every single person knows Da'at Islam is an open book. The ulama-i kiram praise Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. And this is the kamal of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. One man with a mission to preserve the Aqeedah of the Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jamaat through the teachings of Imam Ahl-Sunnah. And that is what all the Aslaf, all the Awliya chose to do, that we are sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one mission, to preserve the Aqeedah of the Ahl-Sunnah and uphold the teachings of our pious priests.
SubhanAllah, mashallah, beautifully explained, Alibai. And just some of this discussion, we can say that the impact of Imam Ahl-Sunnah rahmatullah alayh, even a century later, has resulted in the form of Dawat Islami. Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, was one man army. Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, was one man army who started. And alhamdulillah, this is one of the great impacts. We can say that Dawat Islami is the impact of the greatness of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, as the founder of Dawat Islami, the Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. His inspiration is Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh. And had it not been for the teachings and falling of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he himself says, as you mentioned earlier, that the same wouldn't have been the case as it is right now. Other than this, Alifai, when we talk about the impact of the great Imam, you see, when there are certain achievements of certain individuals or certain organizations, those achievements or the impacts of those achievements are limited to that very era or to that very area where they are. But when we see and look at the impact of the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh, even over a century later, the ulama, they're also benefiting a great deal from the works of the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. And you being a student of knowledge as well, Ali Bhai, how do you see the impact of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh from the perspective of the benefit that ulama of today are obtaining from the teachings of Imam Ahle Sunnah rahmatullah alayh?
I think the first and most focal point of this discussion of how it's benefited the ulama kiram and the students of knowledge is every single student or alim who has the knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, they have this yearning in their hearts. And this yearning is that, why couldn't we have been from the time of Ala Hazrat? Allah. Imagine if we were to be from the time of Ala Hazrat. You know, if you ask students, especially students of Jamiat al-Madina, because the love and the ishq of Raza is implemented very, very early on at the beginning stages, we're taught the works of Raza, we're taught the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Each and every one of us, we have this kafiyat in our heart. Imagine if we were from the time of Raza. Imagine we don't want anything. We just wanted to be sat in the corner, maybe just from a distance looking and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is delivering his lectures. That's all, just one glimpse, just one glance. But alhamdulillah, the thing that gives us almost this peace and sukoon in our heart is that on that day, inshallah, we'll see Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And I think this is a great thing in itself, that in this country, British-born people in this country, which I can consider a place where sins are surrounding, youngsters are losing their iman, their aqidah. In this same country, youngsters are yearning to have been from the era of Sayyidi al-Hazrat. And on an academic perspective of Sayyidi al-Hazrat, we find that the ulama-i kiram who have reached the pinnacle of their studies. In today's day and age, if we see the research scholars, the great ulama-i kiram who are authoring various works, we see that the main thing, that the key to their success was their nisbat towards Sayyidi al-Hazrat. Because a nisbat to Sayyidi al-Hazrat does not stop at al-Hazrat. Having a nisbat to Sayyidi al-Hazrat means you have a nisbat towards Sayyidina Rasul Azim radiallahu an, which means you have a nisbat towards Imam Hassan and Hussein, which means you have a nisbat towards Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, which ultimately means you have a nisbat towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what the ulama karam of today from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat they have. That's why they reached such success. That's why they've been able to have so much expertise. That's why they've been able to author so many works, because of their link towards Sayyidi al-Hazrat. And we've been speaking about Sayyidi al-Hazrat so much, and the direct impact of the ulama-i kiram and the students today, they say, like Amir al-Sunnah says, if it wasn't for Sayyidi al-Hazrat, we don't know where we'd be. If I speak about just myself, as a student of knowledge, I can truly say, if it wasn't for Imam al-Sunnah, because when we mention, I continuously mention, Da'aladi kalba mi azmati Mustafa, for a reason, because that is actually the case. When I read the poetry of Ala Hazrat, you feel the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I was to exist without Ala Hazrat, I cannot imagine what would have taught me how to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where would have I started loving the Prophet? Where would I have learned how to love the Prophet? How would I have praised the Prophet? If I wasn't taught, and if my upbringing wasn't Mustafa Jani Rahmat Billahi Salam, how would I have known how to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If our upbringing did not consist of the milads, in which Hadaki Bakshis, in which the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was recited, how would I know the great characteristics of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat? If I wasn't brought up with the teachings of Kanzul Iman, how would I understand what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to me? If I wasn't brought up with the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, I wouldn't know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world, why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Rasul, why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sealhood and the finality of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. I wouldn't have understood Islam, I wouldn't have understood Iman, I wouldn't have understood this dunya and everything within if it wasn't from Ala Hazrat. And this is not an exaggeration. Read the works of Ala Hazrat, then you'll feel this exact same thing. That if it wasn't for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we wouldn't have understood. Because when the dunya was cornered by the enemies of Islam, Ala Hazrat stood tall. People, they mistranslated the Quran, didn't have the correct commentary of the Quran. Ala Hazrat told me, this is the meaning of the Quran. When you look at the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at Ala Hazrat's work and seerat. We look how Ala Hazrat spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How would I know how long the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? If Ala Hazrat didn't teach me the importance of hadith, of usul hadith, I would never have read Imam Tirmidhi Shamail. I would never have known that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this tall. I would never have knew the complexion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would not know how to love Rasulullah if it wasn't for Ala Hazrat. If this is not enough to show the impact of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, then I don't know what the impact of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, may Allah Almighty bless you. And you've beautifully, in a way, summarized the entire discussion regarding the impact of the great Imam, the great impact that he's had not only on his contemporaries, but also those who have come even after a century later. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can see that sitting in a different region of the world, and the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh physically belonging to a different region, but here we are sitting in a different part of the world, but talking about the greatness of the great Imam, the guide to light, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahimahullah. This is the impact that the great Imam has had upon this Ummah, the preservation of Aqeedah. Aqeedah, anyway, is the main thing for anyone. The beliefs, that is the foundation of our Iman. If our Aqeedah is not correct, if our beliefs are not correct, then no matter how many salahs we offer, they will not be accepted. Like foundations of a building serve as the most important part of the building. The more stronger the foundation would be, the more steadier, stronger the building would be. Similarly, the stronger our aqaid or our beliefs are, the stronger our faith would be. So the preservation of our beliefs, of our faith, was due to the sadaqah of Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh, who taught us the truth, who taught us the beliefs regarding Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, regarding the Prophet Alayhi Salaam Wasallam, regarding Malaika, regarding Sahaba Karam Alayhi Ridwan, regarding Awliya Karam Rahimahumullah. And Alhamdulillah, this has been imparted from generation to generation, and inshallah it is now our part to impart this to our children inshallah, and so on and so forth. And anyway, just to summarize the entire discussion, and as we can carry on talking and talking about this great topic regarding the impact of the great Imam upon the lives of today's individuals, whether they are scholars, whether they are individuals, whether they are the elite, whether they are ordinary people, from the perspective of every single one of them. But the preservation of faith is one such favor of Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh, amongst many other favors of his, that we can't repay. We cannot repay. And then the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that is embedded in our hearts, in the hearts of the Muslim Ummah, we cannot thank Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh enough for that. And the impact of the great Imam, he revived the deen. He was the revivalist of the 14th century, the Mujaddid of the 14th century. Which other impact are we going to talk about? From academic aspect, from literary aspect, from the aspect of the tasawwuf, from the perspective of inner beautification, from the perspective of outer beautification, from the perspective of fiqh, hadith, tafsir, the tasawwuf, you name it. Understanding the Quran, hadith, and not only that, giving the mindset to understand it. That is another thing. You see, as you said, that Islam was being attacked from all corners through these deviant sects. Fighting against them is one thing. Then producing these works is another thing. Then producing the translation of the Quran is another thing. Then producing all other works is another thing. But then giving the Ummah the mindset of staying firm upon the right path and reading these works is another thing, is another challenge. So if you look at the life of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, it was surrounded with challenges, but then Allah Almighty chose him to fight against those challenges, to come and stand firm against them, because that wasn't possible for any ordinary individual to do that. There had to be a special chosen servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who could stand firm in front of those challenges and counter them and beautify and revive the religion of Islam and present it to the Muslim Ummah, which the Muslim Ummah, the people of his era, and also those of the coming generation could benefit from. So this, in a summary, we can say is the great impact of the great Imam. The dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the impact that the great Imam had upon this Ummah, as we all are indebted to him. Ji Ali Bhai, what else would you like to share with the viewers of Madani Channel on this beautiful subject?
Almost to bring this entire series to a conclusion, throughout our research of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, speaking of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, you know, when you speak of somebody and you remember Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that shows the acceptance. Every time we've been speaking about Ala Hazrat, we've had a smile on our face. And that smile is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever I was reading and researching, when I was looking through the seerah of Ala Hazrat, I was remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because I was thinking, if this is a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine how masterful Allah himself. And I was thinking, if that's the maqam of our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then imagine the master of all masters, our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Masriki Ala Hazrat is. Masriki Ala Hazrat, the way of the Imam Ahl Sunnat, this is what he's taught us. How to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think this is been a great honor to speak about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, to learn about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And anybody who's, alhamdulillah, watching this series, this is just a glimpse into the great Imam's life. You've had a taste of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, now it's your job. We gave you the first sip from this ocean, it's your job to take from this ocean now.
Dive into this ocean.
Alhamdulillah.
Now.
The ocean is in front of you, we have no excuses. We've been given this introduction, and on the day of Qiyamah, we can't say to Allah Azza wa Jal, nobody taught us about Ala Hazrat. Because in this entire dunya, we see the flag of Raza waving extremely high. And that flag is the reason that we are gathered under the way of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. So I think that's my message for the viewers of, alhamdulillah, this beautiful series, that you've had this glimpse to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Now it's up to you guys. You can drink from this ocean of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and understand how to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately how to understand your path to Jannah.
Jazakallah, Ali bhai, jazakallah for sparing your precious time and taking us through this great journey of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, the guide to light. May Allah Almighty bless you, accept your Amen. Efforts. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was our conclusion regarding the entire series of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, the guide to light. We tried to cover various aspects of the blessed seerah, of the blessed life of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh, and see how he, rahmatullah alayh, is guide to light from his works, from his actions, from his discourses, from every aspect of his. We can see that he indeed and truly was guide to light. He was a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a gift of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to this ummah. And the circumstances and the times that he lived in, the challenges that he faced, it wasn't possible for an ordinary individual to answer those challenges, to stand firm against those challenges and revive deen in the midst of those challenges. It required a special individual, a special chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to combat those challenges and revive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Almighty chose this very servant of his, who we know as Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh, who we know as the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, to combat these challenges and revive his deen and have this great impact upon the ummah. And in the end, we can only say that we are indebted to our great Imam, to our master, none other than the King of Bareilly, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the reviver of Sunnah, the eradicator of Bid'ah, the scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, the King of Bareilly, Al-Shah, Al-Lama, Mawlana, Al-Hafidh, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his countless mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahimahullah. And for the sake of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahimahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The guide to light, Imam Ahmad Raza.